It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome, everybody, to this amazing day. I'm feeling great. I hope you are. You know, thank you for tuning in. Voices of Courage is a show that is really more than just a radio show. It takes you on a journey to find your courage, to break through your limits, and master your destiny. This is Ken D. Foster, and show today is titled Finding Courage in the Dark. I have a question for you. What do you believe is possible for your life? Do you believe you can accomplish your greatest goals? Just take for one moment. Think about one goal, one thought, one thing that you've really wanted to have in your life. And do you believe that you can generate the money you need to do that dream? Do you believe that you can have great health? Do you believe that you can leave the planet inspired and better than you were when you came on? Do you believe that you can live anywhere you choose? Do you believe that you can do greater things than the past generations? Well, I hope you're saying yes to all of this, because it is possible for all of us. In his book, The Laws of Success, the great spiritual sage Paramahansa Yogananda states, "You can control your destiny. Mind is the creator of everything. You should therefore guide it to create only good. If you cling to a certain thought with dynamic willpower, it finally assumes a tangible outward form. When you are able to employ your will always for constructive purposes, you become the controller of your destiny." So, what is he really saying there, right? What is this thing called mind? Well, you know, the mind has to do with the consciousness of spirit, right? And, you know, in the past, I know a lot of us thought, well, it doesn't really matter what we focus our mind on, right? Well, quite frankly, it really does matter what you focus your mind on, because if you're not focusing on constructive, joyful happening, you know, bringing your presence into the world in a greater way by focusing your mind, then you're probably going to live a mediocre life. And I want to tell you this. I'm a mind reader, actually. You know, people come to me all the time as a coach, as a business strategist. And when I look at their environment, I look at their offices, I look at their businesses, I look at their dress, I look at everything, I look at their environment, I can tell you how that person's been consistently thinking, right? So back to what this saying from Paramahansa Yogananda, you know, so he's talking about mind, but he's also talking about choosing a noble goal. What's a noble goal? Noble goal is something that's greater than yourself, that helps not only you, but helps everybody else. He's also talking about tuning into your higher self. How do we tune into that higher self, that higher consciousness, and stay tuned to that, right? And he's also talking about focusing your attention with singleness of purpose. So what you focus on, you will actualize. So focus on everything negative, everything that's ever happened to you in the past that's tearing you down, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life. And guess what? You're gonna feel it in your body, of course. You're going to feel like crap. But you're also going to start out-picturing that in your life. So look around your environment. And do you see what you like? I hope you're saying yes. But, you know, hey, we're none of us are perfect here. I surely am not. I know that I'm always every day trying to make small improvements, little improvements. But look around your environment and decide what you see. You know, is it what you love? Because if you surrounding yourself with things that you don't love, for instance, or things that you've decided you had to hold on from the past and you didn't let go, I can almost guarantee that you're not going to be accessing higher states of consciousness in that area. So, you know, with higher states of consciousness, there's really nothing that you really need to do Except that you have to be in a place where you can accept something new, right? And what I found is that you can change anything in your life if you're willing to change yourself first. If you can't change, if you're not willing to change you, then nothing's really going to happen. That's just the way it is. It's how the universe works, right? So as within, so without. As you are inside yourself, you're out picturing that in your environment, where you work, how the friends you have, the business that you're in, anything, you're out picturing that. So I want to say this, higher consciousness doesn't come by accident either. It comes from understanding the principles or the laws of success. And I want you to know something. One of the first laws of success that we need to know is that there is genius in every single one of us. This includes you that's listening. This includes me, includes Robin, includes everybody. There's genius in us. Why do I say that? Well, the dictionary defines genius as exceptional, intellectual, or creative power. Exceptional, intellectual, or creative power. We all have that, right? There are areas that we're all exceptional in. Now, we may be denying our brilliance, but that's only because you're living from the lower mind, not the higher mind, not your higher consciousness. So I've also found this. There's no way to get to higher states of consciousness by ourselves, where two or more are gathered, right? Remember that. You can't get there by yourself. So it's like this. I bought this spa, and I went to plug it in, right? And it had two cords. And I plugged it into one outlet, 110, and, part of the lights went on. And then I took the other cord and plugged it in the same outlet, right? So I got two cords in the same outlet. And guess what happened? It blew a fuse. I was like, wow, what is with this, right? Well, what I found is that I needed to have two different outlet or two different power sources. Okay, because it was a 110 spa, but it had two 110s, which equals 240. So, or 220. So when I finally found the second outlet, I plugged both of them in and the spa lit up, right? And that's a lot like us. If there's not two or more of us in a presence, you're trying to do it all by yourself. You're just plugging it into your own mind, your own wisdom. Nothing's really happening. You really need mentors and coaches. That's what I found my whole life, to take us, meaning all of us, to a completely new level. And then what happens? You go from 220 to 240 or 880 or higher because you're tuned into a higher state of consciousness. Right? I like to call it the wisdom self or the super self. It's been waiting for us to awaken. The part that is fearful and lacks courage is the small part of ourself or the ego self. I always like that. Ego, edge God out. It's the smallest part of our lives. It's not your natural self. Our natural self is the wisdom self or the genius part of ourselves. You and I are designed to express greatness in our lives. We are a channel to make manifest the glory of the higher self or God. The lower self is designed to be a tool for the higher self. Spirit is over soul. Soul is over mind. Mind is over emotions. Emotions are over our actions. Actions are over our results, and results are over our destiny. But if you're just playing, if you think that your little small mind, the lower mind, can get you to where you want, you're absolutely wrong. Here's what I found. A few years ago, I was in a situation where I just started coaching. I've been coaching for about a year, and things weren't going that well for me. I was helping lots of people shift their minds into higher states of consciousness. They were having more success, more money, more business, finding great clients. Their relationships were improving, but I was stuck. I needed a breakthrough. I wanted to be a better coach, to help more people, to make more money, to have more fun. When the breakthrough came, it was seemingly out of nowhere. I received a call, right? I've been coaching for a year. I received a call from a friend of mine who told me that Anthony Robbins was hiring, Tony Robbins. And I thought for myself, well, I don't have what it takes to go to the Tony Robbins and run him. Not only were they hiring, they wanted me to run their entire coaching program at the time. That's what I got hired for. I beat 500 people out to get that job, right? But it was this, if my life was born anew, it was like the planet was different. In an instant, my life changed. I became ecstatic, alive. I became filled with hope, filled with energy. Everything changed in a moment. Why? Because I was willing to make the change. And also, I had been studying the spiritual principles and the laws of success to make it happen, right? So let me just go over a couple of those with you really quick. So here's the step I took. I said, let me look at what's not working. Okay, so I acknowledge, yes, there are problems in my coaching business that are not working. Second, I decided to find a coach and mentor. That was my friend, Eric Lofholm, who was working at Tony Robbins at the time, and eventually called me and told me about the position. So I found a mentor. Then, with the help of Eric, I helped visualize what was possible working in this organization. At the time I started, I didn't think anything of that was possible. But what I had to do is I had to step into higher states of consciousness and realize what was possible. And then I had to step up and take actions. I had to make the phone calls, to apply online, to go through the interview process, to be all I could be, and step into my courage and stretch myself beyond measure, right? Okay, those are the steps. That's what I did. I know you can do the same. Today, our show is all about talking about courage, talking about finding your courage in the dark. And coming up in my next segment, we're going to be talking about how to embrace your deepest, darkest parts of yourself and have more peace and harmony than you've ever thought possible. My guest, Robin Jillian, be right with me.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. I'm your host, Kendi Foster. I want to let you know our show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, women empowering women in friendship and business for over 25 years. You can find all about Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. I hope you check it out. This is an amazing group of women that I've never seen a group like them. They actually do business with each other. They actually are friends with each other. They actually connect with each other. They're doing a lot of the right things, which is why their businesses are growing like crazy. And that's probably why they've been around for 25 years. So again, womenswisdom.net. All righty. I'm excited. I have Robin Jillian on my phone, on my call today with me. And actually, we're doing a show. She's live in the studio. You can see her. She can wave, right? All right.
Hello.
You're on Facebook Live. There she is. So Robin's been an entrepreneur for over 35 years, empowering women to believe in their own self-worth, build confidence, and recognize their own inner beauty. In 2016, realizing her own need to release her conditional life and listen to the calling of her higher self to become a grander and more authentic version of herself, Robin courageously faced her own, quote, death, experiencing the dark night of the soul. After making the decision to step away from a 30-year marriage, sell her successful business of 24 years, and move across the country alone, away from the safety and security of the known, in order to become awakened and free to explore her expanded consciousness. I don't know of anybody that's more courageous than Robin. Robin, welcome to our show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you. It's great to be here. You're so inspiring.
Oh.
And we're so connected. It feels wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm bringing you on because you're inspiring to me.
Oh.
And
thank you.
You know, you wrote a book. It's called Hugging Trees in the Dark. And why Hugging Trees in the Dark?
You know, the title came after I found many sleepless nights, lots of anxiety, you know, scared about my future and all the changes I was going through. So I was fortunate. I lived in a very warm climate, and I would find that walking in the night, you know, in the middle of the night even, was helpful to be out in nature. And I just found myself drawn to hugging trees. And it just connected me in the same way that perhaps going to the beach, going to the redwood forest, staring up at the stars at night, you just feel connected to all that there is, and you don't feel that sense of alonement, and it empowers you to be grounded in yourself.
Wow. That's powerful. You know, I've hugged a few trees in my life, and what happens for me is all of a sudden I get still. I get quiet. My lower mind stops rushing so hard.
Yes.
Did you have that same experience?
Absolutely. It was wonderful, and I found that it would help me actually to sleep, so I would lay by the tree. It was great, and that's how the title came to be. And it's actually more of a metaphor. It's not so much hugging trees in the dark, meaning the night. Yeah. It means hugging trees in the dark of your soul, of your beingness.
Yeah, so metaphor really, you know, hugging our own self and really taking our taking those moments to really understand who we are, why we're here, what this is all about. Is that what I got?
Absolutely. Yeah, it just felt good.
Okay.
It just felt good.
So, I think that hugging trees when you're thinking of that, or taking time for yourself and going within, it's a very intimate time. It's a time to go deep. It's a time to allow some of the things that we don't allow to pop up. Did you experience that, or what happened with you?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I mean, the way the whole book came about, I mean, the hugging trees was a part of it, was a part of the experience that I had. But really, the truth is, the way the whole experience came about is I knew in my whole life, I knew there was a book in me, and I didn't know what it was about. You know, perhaps God did, Spirit did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I was literally on a plane, 30,000 feet in the air, and having a terrible anxiety. Mm. And it was either freak out, 30,000 feet in the air, or do something. And I went and sat myself down in the seat on the airplane and started writing my book. So it's really about my whole journey, you know, my whole journey that I've been through, and wanting to empower people through my journey so that they could relate and understand.
Well, one thing I've noticed in the book, as I read it, was there seems to be a lot of realizations or wisdom throughout the book that I believe, you know, resonated with me, probably resonate with other listeners. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Where did that wisdom come from that you wrote about in the book?
Well, the way that I talk about it in the book and the way that I see the whole journey is that it's not necessarily that we decide that we want a bigger and better life and then we make the steps necessary. Although, of course, that's a big part of it. But for me, what I experienced, it was a soul calling, Ken. It was my soul said it was time to wake up. It was time for Robin to be more honest and authentic with herself. And I almost feel as though there really wasn't a choice involved. Perhaps there really was, but it didn't feel like one. It felt like I had no choice. So I jumped. And I'm the kind of person that I jump and I necessarily didn't even check to see if my parachute was intact.
Well, fortunately it was, because you're here. You know, and I think a lot of our listeners can relate to that. I mean, I know I've been in situations where I feel like there's no way out. There's obviously several different choices, but when you're in that place, and especially if it's soul calling, it's a time for you to really pay attention, because what I found is that if you stay in the situations for too long, it just gets more and more and more painful.
That's right.
And eventually, you're gonna make a change. Right.
For me, my whole life has been about purpose and passion. You know, I have lived my whole life, the grace of spirit guiding me as to what my next step should be.
Yeah.
And so it was really just now coming to a place where it was time for me to expand and be a bigger version of Robin. And it was, again, it was really about being honest with myself and saying, being secure and keeping with the familiar isn't serving my soul.
Right.
That there's a grander purpose. There's more for me. And that's how that all came about.
In your book, you talk about the authentic self, being authentically you. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What does that mean? And, you know, how'd you come to that?
Well, it's really become such a strong passion of mine. I'm really feeling like the rebel these days as I recognize more and more how conditioned we are. From children coming into this life, coming into this culture, this society, coming in as a man, as a woman, coming in as black or Chinese or white or however we come in, we are conditioned. We come in with this in our DNA, and then our parents, our authority figures condition us, and we lose who we are. And, you know, for me, it was about that I recognized that I had such little self-worth about myself, even though I generated this big life. I realized that I didn't feel the self-esteem and the self-love that that I wanted to feel in my life. And it was because I needed to feel accepted and loved. That was my big karmic piece. And I think it's the karmic piece of a lot of people.
Well, I do too. And I also think most people on the planet are of misidentified who they really are. As I talked earlier in the segment before, you know, we really are the genius. We really are the omnipresent presence. That's who we are, but we play like we're something else.
That's right.
And like you just defined, everybody is walking around thinking, I'm my car, I'm my house, I'm my hair, I'm this body, and nobody's looking into the eyes of the soul and seeing, you know what, there's something greater here, and we need to pay attention to that.
Yes.
In fact, I just make a comment. I believe in a very short period, we study a lot. A lot's known now. A lot more is known about the human body, right? We're going to study spirit. We're going to understand what that means. What is that, this thing that, you know, we all are? We have very little scientific study behind that, but that's coming into being. That's what I believe.
I think so, too.
So let me ask you something, okay? So what are the lessons that you learned along this journey? Because I know this has been a incredible journey for you.
Well, we'd have to probably have a much longer radio show.
Okay.
But I would say that probably the number one is surrender. And it's a big word. Mm-hmm. And people that are in the midst of the darkness or in the midst of the troubles in their life are going to say, well, how do you do that? But the truth is that you come to a point, a humbling process, if you will, where you realize that you are not in control.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have, when you come to that realization, you have to come to that place where you just have to kind of give it up and go with the flow of life and accept and have faith, because you have no choice.
Exactly.
That's truly the way I see it.
So let me ask you, because I know some of our listeners are listening to you right now, yep. and they want to go get your book, Hugging Trees in the Dark. Where do you suggest they get that, or how can they get it?
You can get it on Amazon right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can, Amazon.
And on my website, www.robinjillian.com, will have a direct link, a button that you can, that'll take you right to the Amazon site.
Okay, great. So www.robinjillian.com. You can get the book there, or you can just go to Amazon and tune in to Hugging Trees, or put in Hugging Trees to the,
Absolutely.
In the Dark.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. So surrender is a big thing. I know in your book you talk about learning trust and intuition. Let's mm-hmm. talk about that when we come up in our next segment. And I want to find out why it's so difficult to be ourselves and transform our lives. And I got a feeling trust and intuition has a key there. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams, because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything: Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage, or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. We're talking about finding courage in the dark. And, you know, if you just tuned in to Voices of Courage, we're being sponsored by Women's Wisdom. Women empowering women in friendship and business. They've been doing it for over 25 years. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net, and they're all over Facebook, too. So check out Women's Wisdom. I think you'll be glad you did. This show, if you haven't already figured it out, is probably not like a lot of shows you listen to. Okay, we're not talking about the news. We're not talking about what's going to happen in China or anywhere else around the world, right? We're talking about you. We're talking about how you can, by using the power of spirit, to create a healthy, prosperous, and wealthy life. And one of those people that have done that is my guest today, Robin Jillian. We were just talking about trust and intuition and how that can really impact when you're going through these dark nights of the soul and you're transitioning your life. Robin's written an incredible book called Hugging Trees in the Dark. Robin, welcome back. Let's
Thank
talk
you.
About trust
yes,
and intuition.
Let's do that. Well, what I would like to say is pain is a great awakener. And pain is a necessary part of the journey. And that's what I shared in my book. That's unlike some other, when you hear, in other words, when you're going through these dark times, when you're going through and you don't know that you have the courage, it's important to be able to resonate with somebody that can describe what the journey feels like. So that's more of a feeling thing, that you, so that you feel that you know that you can do this. But I guess what I want to say is, through the pain, it breaks you down. It takes you apart. It's actually, I just wrote a blog about fear, and they can be all found on my website. And what I talk about is that you experience this complete shatter of who you are in order to rebuild yourself. And it's through that process that you start to really recognize again, through faith and intuition, that you have the power to change your life, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And I like the fact that you've written the book about it because, like you said, you know, we need guides, or I said, we need guides. We need people that have gone ahead of us that know exactly what this path looks like, so that we're not so out there alone wondering, especially when you're going through, you know, suffering or pain or challenges, or maybe you've got some addictions going on, or you got some poor habits, you got ways of showing up in life that are really hurting you.
That's right.
You know, it's nice to have a guide, and you're our guide for this, Robin. That's powerful.
That was my intention when I wrote the book, is I want to be service to people and to help.
That's awesome. Well, I have a question because I think it's appropriate. Why is it so difficult to be honest with ourselves and transform our lives? I mean, even if you're listening today, audience member listening, they're just listening. It's like, are you going to take action as a result of this? Maybe get Robin's book or go on to our Voices of Courage site, right? Why is it difficult?
It's difficult because the soul wants to be secure. Security is the big word here. We all want to feel secure. And when we change our life, when we uproot our life, when we leave people that we still love, which is what happened for me, I still loved my husband. You know, you face your fears because you really don't have a choice in order to grow yourself, to be that bigger version of yourself. And I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked.
That's okay. You know what I'm thinking here is because
the
spirit, you know, its spirit wants us to grow, and you know, and in the small mind wants to kind of keep us stuck. Right. So what I heard you say is you connected to this higher soulful place.
But it's the security. You want the security. So it's, do you want your security or do you want your happiness?
Right.
Do you want your joy? Do you want to be a bigger version? Do you want to grow? Do you want to create a life of purpose and passion and do the things you've always wanted to do and be and experience? Or do you want to stay where you are? And many people choose to stay where they are, and there's nothing wrong with that because it's a process and it takes time. So the judgment has to leave, the self-blame has to leave, the guilt has to leave in order for you to slowly, slowly, slowly make the steps. And it may take a year, it may take a month, it may take a year, it may take several years, it may take the end of your life. But it's what we're here to do. We're here to evolve, and everyone has their own process.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I want to have freedom from pain and suffering. And I want to have a sense of joy and happiness in my life. I think a lot of us do, but we just don't know the steps to do it.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
What we're talking about here, really some of the steps, you know.
Right.
So you got to feel the pain to make the change.
That's
number
right.
one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then you
got to
follow this voice that you know, that I follow and you follow, this voice of spirit, this voice of courage that...
Right.
That takes you to the next step.
Right.
And then you
got
to be willing to let go, is what I heard you say.
The desire for joy and change and growth and transformation has to be greater than the pain. And until that happens, you're going to stay where you are.
Yeah. So if you're in your comfort zone, and it's not very painful. A lot of people are just going, yeah, you know, my life's mediocre. I'm not really doing my life purpose. You know, I don't need to leave a legacy. Yep. I don't need to have That's it right. any better. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that live like that.
Absolutely. And it's their karma to do so and their choice to do so. And I have respect for everyone.
That's good. Yeah. And I think that that's good because we do have to release the judgment of that. Some people are just you know, want to be where they are. Yeah. But I think if you're listening to this program, you're like, well, that's maybe not me because I think you've tuned in here to really take your life to a new level, right? Whatever that is for you.
That's okay? right.
Okay. It doesn't have to be my path or Robin's path or, you know, it's your path. It's your choice. It's your, right. it's your evolution. But listen, here's what I found is that if you are willing to change, you change on the inside first. And then everything else around you starts to change. Would you say that's true, Robin?
Yes. And I'll tell you one of the most important things my mother taught me, and I still remember to this day, and she told me over and over again, to thine own self be true. Mm. And apparently the words stuck deep inside me because they, when it was time for them to birth, to sprout, they did.
That's good. Yeah, what comes to my mind is this: these are the best of times, these are the worst of times, right? And we can have both. That's at the same time. Yes. And it doesn't mean that we have to get stuck in the drama of the worst of times. We can allow the process to unfold.
That's right.
And just be with it until we get to the next level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's talk about that journey of rebirth and rising, the phoenix rising. Okay. What is that process? What did you have to go through? Right.
Oh, my goodness.
maybe that's a whole, that's the
that's
book
probably,
right there.
Yeah, that's the whole book. I mean, basically the book is encompassing my whole life. And what I'd like to share with the listeners is, you know, I had a difficult childhood. I had a lot of difficult things in my life and they're all in the book and some really, you know, terrifying, hard things, a lot of traumas. But I had the desire and the passion to be of service, to be helped, to connect with people. So that's how I became the entrepreneur that I did. And I had several businesses that were of a service nature. But my point of it is that I created this big life with the help of Source. You know, I said things came to me in inspirations. You know, I didn't think, okay, how am I going to make money today?
Right.
It came from my heart.
Right.
So I guess what I'm saying is I created this big life and let it go.
Right.
Let it go when the time was calling me, when my soul said, this is it. It's time for Robin to wake up.
Yeah. And so the journey takes you, in your book, you write about this, to love ourselves in a much greater way.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Not easily. You know, I'd like to say, you know, I'd like to be, you know, you hear people, I mean, for me, and I'm not saying these aren't great things, you know, meditate, have faith, you know, listen to, you know, say positive affirmations, talk to yourself in the mirror, exercise. These are all really important tools, but really the bottom line is that it's really just, I keep saying the words, it's a step-by-step process of learning about yourself and just tuning in and being honest with yourself and realizing that without self-love, you can't have anything else. You can't have that relationship you want. You can't have that job you strive for or you want or that's important to you because that's where it all starts. So it's like, what choice do you have? And we're all part of divine essence. So we deserve to love ourselves and to accept our greatness. You know, one of my favorite books is Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And there's so many awesome books on this planet, but you know, those are my favorite. And one of the things that he talks about is that we are denouncing our spiritual self every time we are not as big as we can be. You know, Source wants us to be big. We're meant to do things, to, you know, to be bold. And again, a lot of times that comes with judgment. Oh, look at him or look at her. She's so full of herself. And it's important for us to express because that's what we're here to do.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right. The book is called Hugging Trees in the Dark. And the author is my guest, Robin Gillian. And you can find that on Amazon and also at Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N.com. RobinJillian.com. Robin, we're just about out of time, but I have one last question I want to ask you.
Okay.
This transformation journey, what's the goodness of it? Where does it lead?
Everything looks different. Life looks different. Love pours out of you like you're opening a faucet, and it's beautiful, and the connection's beautiful, and you know it just you experience life in a new way, and you experience more joy. You're more in touch with who you are, and you know it can be a little bit lonely too, because there's not always you know, people that you can connect to, you know, that are readily available. You know, it's a kind of a higher level of consciousness. So, you know, you may find you're losing friends. You may find that you're, you know, everything in your life changes as a result of it. But it's all good, and it's all beautiful, and it's all love. That's the bottom line. That's what we're here to do. My son asked me as a small boy, "Why are we here, Mom?" I remember him asking me that. And my answer was, "We're here to love."
Isn't that the truth? All right. I'm Todd. This is Robin Jillian. And again, it's Robin Jillian's new book is The Hugging Trees in the Dark. And I'm so excited to have you. Thank you for being on this program.
Thank you, Ken.
You know, in your one of your blogs, you said that you asked, what is courage? And you said it takes courage to endure the sharp pains of self-discovery. Actually, Marianne Williamson said that.
Yes.
Rather than choose to take the dull pain of unconsciousness that would last the rest of our lives.
That's right.
You know, I think she has that right. I think you have that right.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to pay attention to that. All right.
Yes.
Coming up in my next segment, we're going to be talking about the steps to have the life you always wanted. All righty. I will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. The show is all about finding courage in the dark. And I've just interviewed an amazing, courageous woman, Robin Gillian, talking about her book, Hugging Trees in the Dark. All right, today. Today is the day that can change your life for the better. All you have to do is first, of course, pay attention. Open your mind, open your heart to learning something new, and then maybe even doing something different, right? So at this point in my show, every week, I've been reading an excerpt from my latest book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. And you can get it on thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Thevoicestochangeeverything.com. It's in pre-sale right now. It'll be out in September. But if you want to go there, I've got some free gifts for those that purchase it ahead of time. Okay. This comes from day 60. It takes strength and courage to admit the truth. Rick Riordan. The noblest visions of life are the highest visions of our souls. Within all of us is a blueprint of our great aspirations, and these desires will bring you great joy if you have the courage to realize them. This blueprint can be accessed daily by calming the mind and remembering who you are, an infinite being. I would like you to think of what you're about to do today. Is this something that you can hardly wait to do, or is something that you have to do? Most people have lost the joy in their lives. Therefore, they've disconnected from their soul, their spirit. They are constantly doing things which on the surface seem to be important. But as you delve deeper, they're mostly just chasing to-dos. This is no way to live. If you want to feel joy, you must do the things that bring joy. How simple is that? Today, ask. Will what I am about to do today bring me joy? How can I find joy in doing things I don't want to do? And what is on my to-do list today that I can let go of or delegate so that I can find more joy? The actions? Listen, you're a powerful being. You can figure out how to have more joy, right? So make a list of what brings you joy and then take some immediate actions to bring in more joy. You know, Robin left us with the thought of bringing more love in our life. I'm talking about joy in this particular day. You know, I don't know what your goals are, your dreams are, but I know this. All of us have small dreams and large dreams. And I like to focus on both. Small dreams to accomplish things I've never been able to accomplish before on a daily basis. Large dreams to stretch me in ways that I've never been stretched before. So I want you to think of your greatest dream, your largest dream, and I want to give you an analogy. Imagine right now a 52-story building, 52 stories up in the air, right? And it's probably about 500 feet up, right? Maybe it's a beautiful, beautiful building. You know, picture the color you want. Picture how many windows it has. Just picture this building, right? And picture at the top of this building is where you have accomplished your goal, whatever that great goal is. Now, I want you to know in this building that each floor, between each floor, is exactly 15 steps. And that's about accurate for most buildings, right? About 15 steps. So I want you to know, if you just walk 3 steps a day, that's it. In 1 year, you have climbed to the top of that building, or, as I'm using the analogy, accomplished your goal, the greatest goal, your biggest goal, a huge goal that you've never even thought about. It just takes courage to take 3 steps, actually just 5 days a week, okay? 3 steps, 5 days a week, you will have accomplished climbing a 500-foot huge goal, whatever that is, right? So it doesn't take a lot. What it takes is the courage to wake up every day and do it. The reason I wrote the book, The Courage to Change Everything, is because people would come into me and they'd coach with me and they'd be in my energy field. They'd feel, I'd bring out in them their brilliance, their greatness. I'd help them tap into their genius. And then a day or two later, maybe an hour later, all of a sudden now they're living in that lower place again, right? And I thought, you know, I'm going to do my part to help my clients and those that want to really change their lives to be able to have some wisdom every day, some inspiration every day, some powerful questions to ask every day, and some action steps every day so that they can stay on purpose and stay in tune with their higher states of consciousness. We can all slip down, right? Hey, I've done it a million times. That's why I know the path to higher consciousness, and also know that the lower consciousness doesn't create anything for most of us. But if we're trying to live our life that way from really a place of misfortune, missed connections, and so many times that we're just in emotional states that we're paralyzed, right? Who wants to live in that place? I don't think any of us do, but we've all lived there. And the way to get out of that is quite simply, we have to remember that we are infinite beings, that we are the soul. We are not the body and we are not the thoughts that we have. We are the spirit and the soul. So this week, practice looking in the eyes of everybody you come across. And don't look at their body. Don't look at the clothes. Don't look at their what they have fingernail polish on or diamonds on, right? Look into their soul. Look into their eyes. See past the outer. Look deeply into them. And if you do that long enough, what happened to me, it's kind of weird, but I did that and practiced it. And one day, all of a sudden, I could start to see energy coming out of their bodies. I could see green colors and red colors. I can start to see their auras, right? It was like really bizarre. I don't usually tell people this, but it was really bizarre for me. But you know what? It all started with just getting present and completely being present for myself, my soul, being still and connecting with another human being. So listen, we all want freedom. And I say that, you know, freedom lies, first of all, in the idea that we can be free, right? Free from what? Free from the bondage of the mind, free from the bondage of emotional upsets, from lack of money, free from this limitations that we have set on ourselves that we can't accomplish things, that we're not enough, or we're messed up somehow, our childhood messed us up, or this and that. Hey, I'm not saying we don't need to do the work to understand who we are. I'm saying that there's a higher place that we can live from to find our true calling. There are steps to do that. But as I said earlier in my first segment, where two or more are gathered, we really need to connect with mentors and coaches and individuals that have our best interest at heart, that really want to, that will believe in us until we can believe in ourselves, and that will help us, give us a helping hand up. You know, anybody can go out and scatter a bunch of information into you, right? But I don't think that really helps many of us. In fact, too many people are chasing too much information. You know, we turn on the news, you got a lot of information. You turn on the next station, you got great commercials. You turn on the next station, you got somebody telling you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. Hey, tune into yourself. Slow down. Be able to quiet the mind, quiet yourself. You know, if the ego is running the nest of your mind, then you're probably kind of like a rebel. Although, you know, somebody says go and you say stop. Somebody says left and you say right. Somebody says I love you and you say you must hate me. Okay? That's the lower self running your life. So what you want to do is realize that within us is the infinite being, a spirit, and we can all connect to that, right? You know, sometimes, like Robin was talking in our last segment, it's, you know, we go through challenging times. You know, we go through negativity. We go through the dark night of the soul. We have to let go of this thing we call security to get it all, okay? Because if we don't, then we're stuck chasing something that's an illusion. There is no security in the world, but there's security within your own infinite spirit, your own self. Your own intuition knows exactly when to show up, and how to show up. And I would say this. I live from a place today, more often than not, that the perfect people show up at the perfect time with the perfect thought or idea to help me in my life. I didn't always live from that place. I used to live from the place the wrong people showed up at the wrong time to take me on a wrong path. And I would say yes. So we have the ability to live from that place. But we have to go into a place of, is it possible? And I saw a great analogy of possibility one day on the internet. This guy drew a big circle. And he said, asked this fella, you know, this big circle represents all the information, everything that's in the whole world right now. Okay, all the information. He asked this fellow, how much information do you know? And he said, draw a line. And the guy drew a line across a little, maybe a tenth of this giant circle. He said, so that's all your information, everything you know. He said, great. So in this other world, in the whole world, it's all this other information, all this understanding and wisdom, that's everything you don't know. That's where you need to start to learn to live from, is what you don't know, not what you do know. Because your greatest thinking has got you exactly where you are. And you can't outthink your greatest thinking. So it takes two or more, or two or more are gathered, you can make changes. This is Ken Foster. I hope you've enjoyed this show. And I hope you'll be able to, as a result, take your life to a completely new level. Hope you'll check out voicesofcourage.us and my new book at thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Please tell your friends about us. Let us know. Let them know about us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter. And until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.